Oliver, the story just gets more and more intriguing, doesn't it?
George, I am stunned. You're absolutely right.
We found the attorney. He's down in Florida, as you heard, represents the family, specifically the mother, and doesn't know too much about the family. He's in the dark like so many of us. What do you think? I mean, you heard it.
Well, my first reaction, when I heard about the interview, it was very exciting, but then at the same time, it was frustrating. And now after having heard it, it seems like the closer we get to a definitive answer one way or the other, it only leads to more questions. And you have this expectation of what Larry is going to be like and what an interview with the mother would be like, and then it's completely turned on its head. It's just not at all what I expected it to be.
What I find fascinating, Oliver, is that they're real people. I don't know about John Teeter, but, the mother's real, or the person who says she's a mother. Larry Haber sounds like a very credible, reputable attorney. I have no reasons to doubt his integrity. They're real people.
Well, I started thinking about that, and if you put yourself in Larry's shoes, imagine what it must be like. Because if you do a web search for Larry Haber now, probably most of the material that comes up is about John Teeter. So imagine he's going into some big, high-powered meeting. He sits down at the big desk, and all the people in the room go, "Hey, you're that time travel guy." I mean, that's got to be what his life is like. I mean, he sounded, what I was expecting? I was expecting somebody who's very cagey, maybe aggressive, matter of fact, somebody who's going to try to pitch a movie and tell us where to get the book and how to buy the hats and the T-shirts. And that's not the way he came off at all.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, he's got an arm's length from a lot of this.
Yeah, that surprised me, too. It's almost as if he's trying to push it away. Like, no, I'm not crazy. I represent him, but I don't know if I believe it or not. That just surprised me a little bit.
Well, and the key was the last question at the end, where he just sees this to be an incredibly strange situation. He's glad he's the attorney for it. It's fascinating for him. But it sounds like he's not even sure what's going on.
Yeah, based on what his relationship is with the family or how he describes it, that seems totally plausible to me. Again, you put yourself in his position, and what would you do if you were him? How would you react to this? And it just seemed very human, I guess.
I just love the fact that the saga continues, and the fact that there are some other players out there that are part of this situation. And as I said, Oliver, it's either the greatest long-term hoax that they've concocted to last for years, but how many people think that far? Not a lot.
Well, again, I'm wondering to myself, Larry must have been aware that the interview was coming. I don't know how much time he had, but I'm assuming it was, a couple of days?
He had a couple of weeks. No, okay. He had a couple of weeks. He had to get it approved by the family, and he finally came back to us, and he said, look, the mother will talk. She doesn't want her voice on the radio for obvious reasons, but she will answer questions for me. And what you heard, Oliver, and what everyone else heard was the edited version of that. If I had not edited out my question to Larry, Larry's question to the mother back to Larry, it would have been a 20-minute interview. So
okay.
We took all those things out, dead air.
Okay, so right off the bat, that tells me that if it's not real, they would have had to have rehearsed that, and they would have known that's what you would have had to have done.
The questions were spontaneous. Kay was on the other line with the Larry. I was talking to Larry. He had her on another phone line. I would ask him a question to get to her. He would relay it, get the response back, and then tell me.
Well, I'm looking at my site now, and I, of course we're getting flooded with email about this. And one of the questions I'm seeing come up a lot, were there any questions that you asked that were not part of the interview?
No. Everything I asked was there. And then we did call Larry back later and asked him if the client's name is Teeter. And he believes it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because on the site, in the original post, John was very forward about saying that's not his real name.
That's what they're using right now.
Yeah. That's very fascinating. The other thing which caught me off guard, I wasn't sure. You get this image of what the mother is going to be like, and it surprised me to find out that she's terrified.
Yes.
And I guess, again, I'm trying to put myself in that person's shoes, trying to figure out, okay, how would I react if this were the case? So she had to overcome that fear just to go on the phone to talk to you through Larry.
I'm going to say what I said Friday night. This is either a genuine story of a time traveler who's come back, or it's just an elaborate hoax for something long-term, much more than the small book that she's got out and the movie or whatever they're working on. But again, who plans something like that this long?
You know, it's interesting that you should bring that up because, again, we're getting a bunch of email that's going both ways. It's A, this is so obvious that someone's doing this for money, or B, and this is the other thing that I find interesting, is that all of this is being done for some other reason. And the example that they're giving is, whatever is in the book or in this movie or whatever is out there, there's a message that's not meant for us, that we've been being manipulated this whole time, and that whatever John was trying to do, if he was real, has not yet come to light, that this is all part of something that he hoped would happen.
Well, and there's another part of this theory, too, Oliver. I mean, here you are. You decided several years ago to begin to condense the information from the Internet so people would have a steering point on John Teeter. But what if these other people attached themselves to a possibly real time traveler, and they're the ones who aren't real? You know, maybe they decided, this is a great story. You know, you assembled the website, and you did a good job with that, and you continue to monitor it. But what if the mother decided, I'm going to be the mother of John Teeter? Who's going to say no? But the whole thing that sounds very credible to me, and this is why I'm very interested in just following up with this story as long as it takes, is the attorney, Larry Haber. I trust that guy.
Well, yeah, again, he's a real guy. Go look him up on the Internet.
Yep.
I mean, you know, since you brought that up, there's something else that you may be interested in knowing. There are a handful of people out there who claim to have had contact with John when he was here. And I don't know if, you know, I don't want to give out any names. One of them is, her screen name is Pamela. And if there's some way you can get a hold of her, I know she would have more insight into this